So we're looking this morning at our question 76, and we're getting very near the end of the catechism, seeing as there's 82 questions in the total. Our question this morning is, to whom is baptism to be administered? Who are the recipients or the receivers or the candidates, if you like, for baptism? The answer is, baptism is to be administered to all those who actually profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and to none other. And the first thing we want to emphasize is that baptism is to be administered, but not only is it to be administered, but it's to be administered to all who profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's important that we don't, number one, refuse baptism to those who show the signs of repentance and the signs of faith. And it's also important that we don't add unbiblical requirements to those. I remember hearing a story many years ago of someone who was refused admission to the Lord's table because they smoked. Now, I'm not saying that smoking is a good idea or that it's a pleasant thing. Obviously, it's something we should try and overcome for a number of reasons. But smoking is no prohibition to the sacraments. And the sacraments are to be administered, baptism and the Lord's Supper, to all those who actually profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we already, in previous weeks, had definitions of repentance and definitions of faith. So we won't go over that again. Let us read some of our scriptures. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. This is just after Peter has preached, and we read in the passage that they were cut to the heart, and they said, "What shall we do?" And Peter says to them, "Repent and be baptized." And literally, the idea is, prove your repentance by baptism. Because back in those days, to undergo any religious ceremony that wasn't directly from the main Jewish religion would have been considered reason to be cast out from the nation of Israel and the people of God. So here Peter is saying, listen, if you are truly repentant, prove your repentance by being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not that baptism in and of itself grants us the remission of sins or the gift of the Holy Ghost, but baptism is the evidence of repentance. It's the evidence that I have repented in my heart and repented in my mind toward God. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 6. And we're baptized of him, John the Baptist, confessing their sin. So there is an association between baptism and confession of sin, of recognizing sin and confession of sin. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Thanks, Dave. Acts chapter 8 and verse 12. But when they believed, thanks Benny, Philip, when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So we see here in the scriptures, there is nothing else apart from repentance and faith that is a prohibition to the administration of baptism. And Acts chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. This is a wonderful particular passage here in Acts chapter 8, because here we have the Ethiopian eunuch, and when Philip first comes across him, he's reading in Isaiah the prophet, and Philip asks him this question, do you understand what you read? And the eunuch goes on to say, how can I unless someone explain it to me? And in verse 36 that Dennis has just read for us, it says they came to a certain water. So obviously Philip had not just explained a few things, but he explained the faith to this eunuch. And the eunuch asked this question in verse 36, here is water, what hinders me, or what does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip says, the only thing that could hinder you, by implication, is if you don't believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But if you do believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, there's nothing that hinders you. And then Acts chapter 10, verses 47-48, this is the conversion of the Gentiles. And Peter's conclusion is, can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So we see in the New Testament that baptism followed more or less immediately straight after faith and repentance. So therefore, it is wrong for us to hold back baptism for those who desire to be baptized, who have shown the evidence of repentance, the evidence of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, to whom is baptism to be administered? Baptism is to be administered to all those who actually profess repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and to none other. And finally, that will lead us on to next week, where we will ask the question, should infants be baptized? And we'll deal with that one next week.